For KQED Arts, I'm Ray Alexandra. The Farallon Islands have always had proverbial dark clouds hanging over them. The rocky outcrops 28 miles west of San Francisco have long held ominous nicknames, including Islands of the Dead. Take even a glimpse at the island's history and the title feels justified, and not just because of the more than 400 shipwrecks they've caused. Today, the Farallons are accessible only to birds, animals, and biologists, which is good, because anytime humans get close to the islands, terrible things happen. Like the Russian hunters who arrived in the early 1800s and went about systematically annihilating local populations of seals, sea lions, and otters. When they finally departed in 1840, the hunters left behind an army of rabbits who was subsequently, in the 1970s, murdered by biologists seeking to protect local bird populations. And no wonder. Between the 1850s and 1900, crews of poachers stole 14 million bird eggs from the Farallons to feed Gold Rush-era San Franciscans whose food supply couldn't keep up with population growth. The egg thieves resorted to firing both guns and cannons at each other to get to the eggs first. Just when you think things can't get any worse, between 1946 and 1970, the government saw fit to dump a radioactive aircraft carrier and over 47,000 barrels of nuclear waste in a large area just south of the Farallons. They've been leaking and all getting lost ever since. And if you're a swimmer that decides taking on the Farallon Islands is a fine idea, well, good luck. If the nuclear waste doesn't get you, the sharks will. In the early 90s, there were so many attacks, one headline in the San Francisco Examiner declared, "Bay Area becoming shark attack capital." The moral of the story here? The Farallon Islands are best left alone. They're not called the devil's teeth for nothing. I'm Ray Alexandra, KQED Arts.